Hi, it's John Kay, and I'm here with Vincent Waller.
Hello.
And Richard Purcell.
I'm waving over here.
Vincent is the main guy behind the rubber nipple salesman here. He made a very funny storyboard and co-directed it.
You're trying to come up with good, cheap idea.
Did this turn out to be cheap?
I think it did, didn't it?
It was the first cheap cartoon.
Well, there it is.
Yep.
Say something funny.
Look how they made my drawing just as bad as it was when I drew it.
Do you know who laid out any of these? Those look like they're based on your drawings.
Yeah, they are very close to my drawings. You can see because Ren has a chin, and Ren doesn't normally have those except for when I'm trying to make him make a face.
Just Ren. I am not in this for financial gain.
I can tell some of the layouts, but...
I have a dream.
I just had a Mike Fontenelle lip.
Looks like there's Burl Ives again.
One day
he jumps up a lot.
Everywhere.
He's fat and nice and...
Yellow. I remember something about this.
Tell me.
A lot of the lines in this, we didn't want them to say rubber nipples. Like that one, we got away with him just saying, my nipples. But in most of the lines, they made us say rubber nipples.
Yeah, we were going to try to just do a voiceover that said rubber before each one, but they wouldn't let us do that either.
That was mighty violent, what we just saw there.
Yes, I remember John added the flesh to the iron. It was beautiful.
Oh, I was going to blame you for that.
Oh. And you'll notice the truck always pulls off screen for them to get out so that you don't have to animate them getting out of the truck.
Ouch.
It's through the nose poke.
Just where do you think you're going?
Anytime you see Ren with the chin, you know that, they stuck very true to my drawing.
Whoa.
Like that.
That is Vincent.
Yeah, that is.
There he is. Just give him long hippie hair. And...
Yep. That's me.
There he is.
I couldn't help it. I'd come from live action, the real Ghostbusters, to suddenly drawing cartoony. Everybody had chins in Ghostbusters. Charlie Bean.
That's who laid it up?
Yeah.
Or is that who came to the door?
Here with the likes of you people!
That line came from my dad. He used to say that to me all the time. I've had it up to here with you and your hijinks.
I think this was Mike Kim's first scene.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that.
I thought you were a...
They never merchandised that Ren, did they?
No.
Is it Vincent Ren? Chin Ren?
No, he meant the squished Ren on the porch.
Puke Ren?
Mm-hmm.
What's your dream?
Stimpy cares so much.
That someday... then I will be as good a salesman as you, Ren.
Hold.
And now everybody's favorite part.
People think that was on purpose.
I know.
All the weird holds on the show. They're just like bad timing.
I just remember all these locks. And in post, they put an echo on his voice so that it would sound like he was in a tile-filled room with a drain in the center.
I actually hated when I saw this scene finished. Do you remember when we were first coming up with it?
Yeah.
It wasn't in the original story or the storyboard. We just started acting it out in your room.
Yeah. Originally it was a George Licker thing that they cut, right? Really
use some rubber. Oh, that's right. We had a George Licker scene, so we had to replace it with this.
Yeah. This was one of my favorite drawings that I ever saw painted.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Do you remember who painted that? Is that Bill?
I think that's Bill.
Nice. Yeah, I remember he was in the bathroom in front of the mirror when he painted it.
Sir, I can assure you, I'm a salesman. All right,
I hate listening to my voice in this, because I remember acting it out in your room,
yeah,
and it sounded a lot more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
But something through the magic of digital recording
it
just takes all the guts out of it.
Yes.
Maybe I
but I really, you can't see it from the words, but I really like his man abs.
Hey, we animated a lot of that right here.
Yeah, Greg Manwaring.
Yeah.
Show you what's inside here.
Worked very hard. I remember going in and watching him
sweat. That's Greg, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the shots of Mr. Horse are Greg.
Yeah.
I like that Mr. Horse took the time to shave his armpits before the scene.
Yeah. Well, it was yesterday.
Oh!
Had a day to grow out.
It is a nipple.
Everything's fine now.
What you must think of me. Forget everything I said. So, nipples, huh?
That room over there, Mr. Horse, is in.
Oh, yeah,
it's got all the locks.
I don't think I have any use for rubber nipples.
Okay. It's One of my favorite Mr. Horse faces.
I'll tell you what, though. Do you have any rubber walrus protectors?
This is the one I get most feedback on.
Call the police.
Now, did that inspire Jeffrey Dahmer, or was that the other way around?
It inspired him.
Men? Men? What is it, man?
That's a John drawing, straight up.
Oh, please, can I talk in the next
room? Look at that tongue theory.
Yeah.
I bet someone thinks we did that on purpose.
I did, I just didn't expect it to keep staying.
All right. Look at that, there's Vincent.
Yep. Anytime it gets really wrinkly.
Go from
wrinkly
man to cute.
And that fart thing was excellent. That was John at the last minute. Yeah, we can give him the truck. Load into the truck. No, I still pull off screen so we don't have to animate them getting out of the truck. Because I hate drawing that. No.
I remember that? The doorknob. I forgot about that.
Yes.
I got tired of hearing doorbell
yes.
sound effects.
Yeah. My favorite thing about this section is you can tell different guys work on the shows. Like, that's a Jordan Ryacek version of Mr. Pipe. Because he's got thick, heavy legs.
And throw it, you know.
Yeah. And there's Charlie Bean.
He goes to skinny legs. Now.
Yeah.
Nice. You like that angle?
Mm-hmm. Honey, are we short on rubber nipples? And that one's very true to Jordan. That's Jordan.
You go buy new rubber nipples when you don't use the ones you already
Cheryl.
Have.
Yes, Cheryl Chase.
Well, maybe I would if they weren't all chewed up.
Yeah, these were the lines where we didn't want to say rubber nipples.
Yes. Let's
see what you got.
Just nipples.
Yeah. I guess it worked anyways.
Yeah.
People still got boners when they watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir.
And here's an Eddie Fitzgerald. It's a shame he's not up here yet.
A long way since you were a child. I bet you thought rubber nipples.
You can see the Eddie in that.
Mm-hmm. See, like that line.
Well, mm-hmm.
I bet you thought actually, nipples
yes.
were just to put in your mouth. It's a better line than I bet you thought rubber nipples.
Mm-hmm. Much cleaner and smoother.
Yeah,
Eddie must have drawn that from.
I like those eyelid
mirror reference.
There's yeah. something the little woman can use.
Eddie drawing with the painting on top.
Did I pose for those knees?
You didn't mean to.
Just amazing. They make great finger gloves.
Now the kicker in this, the very last one that sells them on it, was we had to take out the chair one. You remember what we called that? Where we put the nipple on the chair? It was to keep him from sliding around. You have trouble sliding off your chair, sir?
Oh.
Boom.
That's a joke that's not in there?
Yeah, he dropped his robe and sat on the chair, and that was the clincher.
They protect your eyes.
Are there any other jokes that you wanted to put in but didn't make it?
George Licker. That's when they went to his door. He ended up hitting them in the head with a bludgeoning oar and eviscerating them.
Oh, that's right.
And then the last line was, I think the sale would be a good salesman like you were in while they're laying there eviscerated on the front porch.
In the yard.
You mean for
well, of course
change?
It was softened.
Yeah,
the rubber walrus protector.
Yeah,
that's right.
Are your knees cold, sir?
Why, yes, they are a little chilly. No more frosting.
Yeah, I remember when that when John came in and pitched that scene,
the evisceration scene,
the whole the Mr. Horse rubber rubber scene. He was slapping up the drawings and then left the room after 10 minutes, and he said it took me a week to do.
Here's
whole board,
bucks.
And John comes up.
I'll take the whole
it's a block scene in right there, perfectly. 10 minutes later.
Yep.
Now get out!
And the Three Stooges ending.
Oh, I remember that they wanted us to cut this ending because they kept asking us, where'd the bulls come from?
Yeah, why are the bulls in the cartoon?
And we said, because it's in a Three Stooges episode.
That's right.
And it's good enough for the Three Stooges.
It's
good enough for us.
And it is. Look at the fried eggs all over the
table. Nice paintings, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
Yay.
Well, the backstory was they used to live with the bulls, that they parked their truck between those two bulls.
What's the origin of the bulls? What's their motivation?
they were just waiting for the end of the cartoon.
How did they feel about being ridden?
They didn't like it.